Okay.
Lydia, I have.
And not the LSB. The LSB is obviously already weighed in, and they're clearly going to keep doing what they did do, rightly or wrongly. So, and we need a policy for future situations. It's not that's why we're looking at this.
Okay, Ambrose and then Lydia.
Okay,
Ambrose and then Lydia.
Even though I oppose the motion as a whole anyway, but if it does prevail, which I suspect it may, is that Dave is right in terms of the structure of the PMB, because there are governance issues, some of which I raise in terms of removing a director, etc., which are outside of the purview of the Elections Committee. And so I think it needs to go to governance. I think it needs to include the Elections Committee, and I think it needs to include WPFW if it is to take that next step, which I, of course, fundamentally object to. But go ahead.
Okay, well, let's vote on the amendment, if we may. Can you...
By the way, Dave, I'm sorry, was the motion sent to us yet so we can look at it?
Yes, I sent it.
Okay,
here.
You did?
Actually, I didn't have a subject. Hang on, it wants motion on WPFW election. My motion on WPFW remedy. Okay, there, it's hurtling its way towards you. So the question was, can we go ahead and move to a vote on the amendment, which is to specify only the Elections Committee? And just to note, if this amendment doesn't affect the rest of the main motion, which will be voted up or down on its merits. So can you call the roll, Mary? The motion to amend is to send this to request
the
remedy only from the Elections Committee.
Right. Okay.
Can you go ahead and to request it within 60 days?
Okay. MB votes yes. Lydia?
No.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I made a mistake here. Sorry. Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Dave?
No.
Sarv is not here, right?
Right.
Okay. Lonnie is off. Okay. Greg, is he on? He's not on.
Greg's made it a policy not to...
Right. That's what I meant.
Yeah, Lonnie's back with a no.
Oh, you're with a no. Thank you. Okay. And Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3 yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, so it fails.
Okay.
So we now go to your...
The main motion, and I'll read it again.
Point of information, that was your amendment, Mary. Did you not vote for it?
Yes, I voted for it.
Okay, thank you.
And Deb voted for it, and you voted for it.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, so the motion is, whereas no party... I see. I'm going to make a... I'm going to make an amendment based on Lydia's objection. It says, whereas no party is disputing that during the WPFW election, two ballots whose intent was unambiguous were excluded and therefore not counted. I'd like to amend that to say two ballots whose inclusion might have affected the outcome were excluded. Is there any objection to that alteration?
No.
I'd like to make an amendment.
Pardon me?
I'd like to make an amendment.
Okay, well, hang on. So the amendment I'm proposing is that whereas, for the whereas section, whereas no party is disputing that during the WPFW election, two ballots were excluded and therefore not counted.
Period.
As a result of the way in which the ballots were filled out.
Well, two ballots were excluded whose intent was unknown.
I'm going to leave that out of it. We're not counted as a result of the way in which the ballots were filled out. And whereas these two ballots represent 10% of the total ballots cast and 33% of the votes necessary to elect a representative in that election and thus could potentially alter the outcome of the STV election of representatives, resolved that a remedy is required, that potential remedies must be submitted to the PMB within 30 days and agreed to by the PMB and executed within 60 days, that such a remedy shall involve either a recount of all original ballots or the holding of a new election for representatives, that recommendations on the preferred remedy may be submitted to the PMB by any or all of the following: coordinating elections governance on the WPFW-LSV, minority reports from any committee submitting a recommendation will also be received.
And I'd like to amend that.
Okay.
And my amendment shall read, or the WPFW-LSB shall have the option of conducting a new PNB director election for listener-sponsored delegates within 10 days.
Okay.
I'd like to amend that, or count the original ballots.
May I ask a question? My motion calls for those to be options.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
There are so many moving parts and so many implications to everything that I really think it's important to allow people to consider the ramifications and to develop the kind of policy suggested. So, I mean, we can vote those amendments.
Do I get to speak to my amendment then?
Okay, go ahead.
We're at time, I should say.
We're at time.
I move that we give 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes? Is there an objection?
Yes. Well, we're not going to do
okay,
it.
Okay, there's an objection, then we go to a roll call vote. It takes 2/3 to extend time. Will you call the roll, please?
Okay.
Could I ask point of information?
If it's really a point of information and not debate, disguise the question.
You say that my amendment is included in your motion. Are you saying it's in your amendment? Maybe I'm just not understanding it. That WPFW could decide tomorrow to hold an election, and then we wouldn't have to go through all these committees and minority reports and
no,
such?
That is not in my
okay.
motion.
Right.
So,
okay.
Do you require debate, or can we go straight to having clarified that, can we go straight to a vote on the amendment? Or go an extension of time?
Yeah, I encourage people to vote for my
amendment, then. Okay, and Ambrose, you want to leave your motion, your substitute also in play?
If hers is in play, mine should be in play.
Okay, so we're going to take them in reverse order. Ambrose, can you repeat yours?
Yes, that the OSB can't count the vote.
Can recount the prior ballot.
Can't count
if
the two votes.
Wish, elect to do so, right?
Within 10 days, are you saying that too?
Hers is 10 days.
It's the same text.
Okay, can I clarify? Are you saying that as a remedy,
they can choose to count the two votes.
Okay, so I'm going to write this down so I have it. Ambrose's amendment is that the WPFW
LSB
may, as a remedy, recount.
Choose to count the two uncounted votes.
Choose to rerun
the
election.
That's what you should
say. The election, including the two.
No, I didn't say rerun the election.
Well, that's
the only way you can count it.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
Ambrose, is it the intent that the recount would occur on a computer or an actual recasting of ballots?
No,
just that those two votes that are being contested be counted.
They choose to count.
They've already been run through the computer.
The two excluded votes.
Be counted.
Ballots, not votes, right?
Two excluded ballots. So that the WPFW may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't think it's clear enough. I think what you're talking about is
That's what you're talking about.
Then you get the results with those incorporated.
You got it.
Okay.
So we can say it like...
And report the results.
Yeah, Ambrose, a friendly amendment.
Yep.
And that be considered the final election results?
Of course.
Official?
Yeah, official. I think that's the remedy that, you know, has, you know, substantiability. Because if you recount, point is, what are you trying to accomplish by doing so? Question is whether our committee, coordinated committee, will take that as the final results.
I
I'd like to move to extend time by 5 minutes.
We have to extend time? Because
yeah,
I question this.
The debate this. Lydia, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, the problem with that is that that, again, presumes that the ballots are valid, and there are questions about the validity, whether you'll be able to interpret the ballots. I already told you what the opinion of Arts Desna here is, and I, you know, to just say that we are for sure going to count it, I think that that's taking an unnecessary leap. I absolutely object.
This is Teresa.
Even though, of course, holding an election, you could never replicate the conditions of the first election, so that's more objectionable, and I think that that's what Ambrose is trying to say, is that the least objectionable of these remedies is the counting the two ballots, but we don't even know the condition of those two ballots, so to absolutely say that those can be counted even, or assessed.
Well, they can be counted. They were laid out on two different occasions. They came in to examine them, and one guy recognizes his ballot. He just didn't like the fact that he violated the rules laid down for voting.
Okay, but I'm saying, can they be properly interpreted? So for us to right now say that they can be properly interpreted...
We'll have Angela to do the interpretation.
Okay, then that's a different language that Angela will...
Maybe that should be added.
Because she's the only nonpartisan. Yeah.
Yep.
Point of information, or 2 points. We've got now, I think, 3 amendments, and we extended the time. We didn't actually agree to extend the time, but we are doing it, so which I think we need to do. But...
Point of information, I didn't hear...
Wait. Okay. Do not interrupt somebody who is speaking with a point of information or a point of order.
I'd be happy to do that if the chair honors that, too.
I'll do my best, and I welcome the committee to remind me of that when I make mistakes. Go ahead.
Who, me? Yeah, well, I have 2 points of information. One, just technically, I need to put something here in the minutes. We're extending the time for how long and by whom. I mean, we're already over the time, and we didn't actually, I didn't get who said to extend it. And I'm not clear exactly. I think we're coming up on 3 amendments here.
Okay, to clarify, the original objection to extending time, I believe, was Lydia, and she withdrew her objection because she felt it needed to be discussed. I had made the motion to extend by another 5 minutes.
You had, okay.
And, yes, on that point. Now, in terms of the number of amendments, I believe we have 2 amendments, and what's happening now is we're trying to make sure that the meaning of Ambrose's amendment is unambiguous, so that we're clear on what it is he's saying. So that's
point of information?
Yes.
Could not Ambrose accept as a friendly amendment the statement that the nonpartisan, is it election supervisor, make a decision on the vote, those two ballots?
We could, but I just want to point out that what Robert says is when the ballots can affect the outcome. If they don't affect the outcome, they can be excluded. If they do, then it's put before the body as to how they'll be recorded. By recorded, it means that ABC means this, this, and this. That 12666 means this. This is how it is going to be recorded. And the body, by majority vote, then agrees that's the way that's going to be recorded. That's the process in Roberts.
Point of information?
Yes.
Would that not, with STV then, give the power to the majority to decide the outcome of the vote again?
It would, but if the majority were to do something so outrageous as to claim that the thing... I mean, Ambrose says it's clear. I don't think even... This is why I want the remedy not decided at this moment in this motion. I think it's crazy. I think it's precipitous for us to do this in this hurried fashion. But anyhow, that's debate, and it's out of order. So I'm going to, without objection, rule myself out of order.
Yes, please. because I think that Ambrose's amendment is a possible solution to a problem that would not have it drag on for another 60 to days or longer.
Point of information?
Yes.
is there a ballot language? I mean, the problem that I'm struggling with is who gets to certify the results of an election and under what conditions? Are the bylaws clear on that?
No.
I don't know. That's why I want this to go to committee.
Okay, if that's not clear, then I guess I'm asking the question, what assumption are we working on for purposes of these two amendments around the answer to that question? Are we assuming the LSB certifies? Are we assuming a person identified as an expert working with the LSB certifies? Or are we saying that it's a committee process? Or are we saying the PNB?
I don't think we...
Well, what's the assumption I'm asking? Is there an assumption that works?
I don't think there's any implicit anything.
I don't know.
It's a great question that we can't answer in the negative 5 minutes we have available.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, isn't Ambrose Lane suggesting that the election supervisor will certify it also?
Yeah, that's the assumption I'm hearing.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to...
We could put that in as an amendment.
Okay, Ambrose, I'm going to try and read this. That the WPFW may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots and allow the elections supervisor...
And her name.
Angela Luria.
Rerunning.
To certify the results of the recounted ballots.
Of the rerun election.
She's also certified.
Of the retabulated.
Yes. Retabulated.
That's running the election.
Retabulated ballots.
Retabulated it.
Good. Point of information, Mr. Chair. Is she not doing two things? She's making a determination about how those two additional ballots will be viewed. And she's also certifying the election.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Right. And she's certifying the new, the rerun election.
But Dave,
recalculated election.
Correct, because it incorporates...
Recalculated, not rerun.
The way I have it is that the WPFW LSB may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots and allow the election supervisor, Angela Luria, to certify the results of the retabulation of ballots.
Recalculation.
Retabulation.
It's not a tabulation.
Is there a time frame on this, like within 10 days?
No, and we don't need to put one.
Okay.
No.
Okay? This is an amendment. This is an amendment to my motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if that's an agreed-upon language, I'm sending that out to the committee now. Okay? And it's very dangerous. I have a 2005 list and 2006.
Please don't send it to the whole...
I'm sending it to the 2006 list. Okay. That's been sent. Now I'm going to reread that, and we'll vote on whether to amend the main motion with that language. Okay? The amended... amendment, as I have it written, is that the WPFW LSB may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots and allow the election supervisor, Angela Luria, to certify the results of the tabulation of ballots.
Mary Berg here.
Yes.
I don't want to put a monkey wrench in, but it just seems kind of... I don't want to have a can of worms later either.
I'm sorry, I can't interrupt.
I think it would be clearer if it said may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots as with intention as interpreted by Angela Luria, comma, and allow the supervisor, Angela Luria, to certify the results of the recalculated election. The recalculated results of the election.
What's wrong with retabulation of ballots?
Because that's counting the ballots, but then you have to put them in the program. You have to actually run them through the STV.
This is a distinction without a difference. I'm going to...
Okay, that's fine.
I also want to point out that for any of this to have force, it's going to have to be considered by the PNB. And so if anybody has a two-word brainstorm between now and the PNB meeting,
fine,
they can propose the amendment after due consideration in that interval. We need to move our business.
Okay.
I have a question, Dave.
Yes, right.
Would Teresa withdraw, I think this meets the requirement. The way I see it, would Teresa withdraw a motion, amendment?
I will withdraw my motion if someone will allow, if the group will allow me to.
Is there any objection to Teresa's withdrawing her amendment?
Mm.
Hearing none.
Thank you.
We will go to Ambrose's amendment. Do people need me to reread it?
We all got it.
For information, after Ambrose's amendment was in response to Teresa's amendment.
No, Ambrose's was in response to her amendment as a substitute, I believe, or as an addition, but it amends the main motion. So this will amend the main motion if we agree to that, if we, for
right.
some unknown reason, actually get to a vote.
We will.
Okay. can you call the roll, please,
yeah,
on the amendment?
Yeah, okay, on this amendment. Mary Berg, I vote yes. Lydia?
Yes.
Ray? I'll pass it. I'll come back to you then, Ray. You may not be here. Ambrose?
Yes.
Deb Shapto?
Yes.
Dave?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not here. Lonnie?
Yes, can you hear me?
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, so we have one, two. Oh, wait, I'm to Ray. Ray, are you here?
By the way,
are you
the
voting yes or no?
The ballots be counted.
That the WPFW LSB may, as a remedy, choose to count the two excluded ballots and allow the election supervisor Angela Luria to certify the results of the retabulated ballots.
Okay.
Retabulation of ballots.
Yes.
Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It passes 7 yes.
Passed without objection.
Without objection.
Okay. Now, the main motion is amended, adds that, I suppose, as a fifth element.
Amendment.
An option.
No, we're out of time. Without a motion to extend, we cannot entertain additional motions.
Let's vote.
Is there a motion to extend?
Motion. I move.
Yeah, are there objections to extending? Can you tell us quickly what the purpose is of the extension?
Yeah, I would move to strike the language for referral to other committees as inconsistent with the amendment we just passed.
That's an additional item. So is there objection to extending time to consider the amendment? There's an objection. Do you want to do you want us to take a vote, Lonnie, on the motion to extend time?
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
You don't have a choice.
Can you call the roll, please?
How much time?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Okay. Motion to extend.
Can you call the roll?
Mary Berg, yes. Lydia?
No.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Deb Shapto?
No.
Dave?
Abstain.
Lonnie?
Yeah.
Teresa.
No.
Okay, so we have...
It requires two-thirds. The motion to extend
fails. Yeah.
We're now going to vote on the main motion as amended. Mm-hmm. Can you please call the roll?
Yep. Just making a note as to what we're voting on here. Mary Berg, yes. Lydia?
Pass.
Did you say pass?
Pass.
Okay, sure. Okay. Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Deb?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Bonnie?
Abstain.
And Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, four.
You have to come back to me.
Okay, sorry. So we do. Lydia?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay, we have 5 yeses and 0 noes and 1, 2, 3 abstentions. So it passes, right?
It passes, and we are now, thankfully, on to our next item of business, which is the training at the PNB meeting. Is Yolanda available, Greg?
Is Greg available?
Is Greg available, Greg? It's *6 to unmute yourself in case...
Back. Sorry. I don't know. Yolanda, are you there? No, I guess she's not. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can hear you. She had popped off and said she was fine with coming back on. Is there a way you can reach her?
That's a good question. I don't know that I have her number. I can begin to discuss this, and hopefully she'll come back.
Okay, great.
Yeah, let's just get going.
Is that you, Yolanda?
No, someone just went off.
Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, well, which item are we on? Are we on the general discussion of the PMB agenda, or on the race and nationality discussion?
Race and nationality.
Race and, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you got my summary of the three candidates, and I guess the discussion we were having earlier was about how much time to devote. We did not tie the contract to any particular time frame, and so we have the ability, of course, to extend the length of the training if you choose to do so. If you have questions about, you know, what I've sent you, I'd be happy to try to answer.
Okay, so this question before us is whether to recommend to forward Greg's recommendation of the trainer and the training to the PMB. So
yep, that's it.
If that's discussion on that point?
Mary Berg?
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to modify it. I mean, if that's possible, if Greg would concur, if that could be done, so that we do have at least 6 hours for the training.
I'd like to separate the question of time from the question of content and take that as a separate question.
Well, can we just recommend, without having that four-hour business there, just the recommendation about the training and not the other parts of Friday, right?
Okay,
right.
We can deal with that separately. So, the question was really, is this proposal, is Greg's recommendation acceptable to the committee? Not in terms of time, but in terms of the people and the content of the training.
Yeah, the training only. Yeah, okay.
Ray, did you want to comment on this?
The point was that we would have an extension to 6 hours.
No. We're agreeing that we'll take up the question of how much time as a separate matter. Now what we're talking about is whether the ED's recommendation is acceptable to this committee and whether we're going to recommend the board accept it.
I mean, you can get some further information, you know, between now and Friday. If you recall, this was just supposed to be an update so that we could meet the March 10th deadline for submission of a plan.
So, are you saying that you accept the suggestion that the CPB be moved to a different thing, or that was already taken care of?
That's a scheduling question. What we're trying to do now is decide whether we're going to contract with Dr. Shirley Better to conduct the training on the 24th of the month, 24th of the month, and then we'll figure out how much time and what else is on the agenda, if anything.
Okay. So I do support the as proposed.
Can we
take a stack? I mean, are you doing a stack?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
Lydia.
I'm asking for discussion. Go ahead.
Okay. So I guess I have to look for this whole thing with Shirley, whom I've met, by the way. But what happened, Yolanda, wasn't there also a group that you were considering using? Or another facilitator?
I can speak to that. She's not on the call at the moment. She kind of fell off at some point. Yes, the group that she had recommended is listed in the email that I sent you. It was the Life Theater Group. She was very excited about them and then met with them, and then when we had our subsequent calls, she was less excited. They were, of course, much more expensive, as you can see from the summary that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
But she also just didn't feel that they had as good a feel for our organization once she had a point of comparison.
This is a fair point of information. Is it proper to be discussing the merits of various different contractors in an open meeting like this? I mean, I could say maybe some really disparaging things or some really glowing things, but I'm just wondering if this is appropriate in an open meeting like this.
I understand your question, and I think that I guess I'd just like to ask the committee members to please be measured in their statements, but I think it's helpful for people to know what people were considering, and if anybody wants to make a motion to move this to executive session, we can we can do that. If they've got anything to say that they're concerned about.
Is there anything else we need to discuss in the open session?
We're going to be dealing with the overall scheduling of the PMB meeting, but that's something we could delay till a later meeting.
Then I would move.
I'm not sure how wise that is, but
no,
okay.
No, not either.
Okay. Okay. I'm already flagging, and I imagine people
in the
post are having greater problems than I am. But okay, right now we have before us this question, so let's continue. Lydia, were you finished?
Yeah, that was my only question, and it was answered. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, and there is a memo that I sent around that compares the three groups that you can review.
Okay, thanks.
This was sent quite previously, right? It wasn't sent today.
Right, about a week ago.
Yeah.
Other discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair, I would like just to say at this point, we've seen the information. I would hope that if someone had some really bad negative vibes about someone that they would have put that on the email.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit reluctant to make a decision about choosing a contractor in an open meeting like this. And I would maybe like to say we give permission for Greg Gumma to make an informed decision on this.
Well, just so you're aware of the structure of this, what we've agreed is that we're going to bring back to the PMB our recommendation based on that Greg was going to present something to this body. This body would then review it, but we're not granted any executive powers. So it goes back to the PNB. So the question is whether we would want to forward that recommendation, and if you'd like to move the rest of this part of the discussion you postpone this part of the discussion until the executive session for a final vote.
Can I clarify something, point of clarification?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. You know, as far as I can tell, this falls within the contracts policy that you adopted recently. Would you say that that's true or not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, according to the contracts policy, you know, we're supposed to report to you 14 days in advance, and then this committee has the ability to either forward that to the PMB or to authorize it on its own. That's my reading of what that motion means. So I think you have the option, if I'm reading this motion correctly, of either approving or allowing us to proceed or forwarding it to the PMB.
Mr. Chair,
in general, I would agree with you, but in this specific case, the PNB had been given to understand that it would have an opportunity to ratify this decision.
Yeah, and the other point is that and this is a clarification, and this would be maybe to Teresa, but also to the group in general, is it your feeling that contracts should not be discussed in open sessions, in which case there will be a lot of contracts and a lot of executive sessions that are going to proceed from here?
Yeah,
but there's a dollar amount to the contract, so not all contracts are relevant.
That's true.
And I don't think this meets that threshold.
And as a general, we'll have to develop some policy on that point, but let's not get into the larger question here.
Okay.
I move that it be taken to executive session.
So there's a motion to postpone the final decision on this until later during our executive session.
Could we vote on that now?
Can we go straight to a vote?
Objection?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and call the... is there any objection?
Yes, I intend to vote no.
Okay.
I intend to vote no.
Can you call the roll, please?
Okay. MB, no. Lydia?
No.
Ray?
No.
Did you say no?
I said no.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, Ambrose?
No.
Is that no?
I'm sorry, I passed.
Oh, you passed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Deb?
No.
Dave? Hello, Dave?
I abstain.
Okay. Lonnie?
Abstain.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
So, let's see. Ambrose, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay. One yes, one, two, three, four no's. So I guess it fails, right?
Okay, so the motion now before us is the motion to accept the recommend to the PNB the hiring of Dr. Better to conduct the training session on race and nationality. Is there any objection to that motion?
Well, I would like it put on the record. I just don't think that we should make a decision like this. I mean, if you're going to hire somebody, you should report the decision that you've made, but I just don't like the way this is done.
So it's been noted that Teresa, can you note in the minutes that Teresa Allen objects
I would like
to the process?
That I do not appreciate the active discussion
of contractors. Right. Okay. So now, are there any objections to the motion itself? Hearing none, then we will forward that recommendation to the PMB. The last section of this item is we wanted to deal with the timing question. So is it the sense of the body that the meeting should be the training should begin at 9 a.m. instead of 10 a.m. and that CPB matters be taken to another part of the agenda?
Well, there were actually point of order or something that there were actually three things.
Okay. Can you raise each of the three and maybe we do this as a consent calendar?
Well, the CPB part could be moved to another section, and also Yolanda's explanation of her duties as HR. I think this, why shouldn't this not be in the public session?
I'd like to speak to that.
Go ahead, Teresa.
If people on the national board have some sensitive questions about interrelationships between staff and board, and questions as to whether we have perhaps done some things wrong in the past, I think that there's a time when we should have a private session with the HR person where we can get settled in our mind certain specific issues. And I can understand how some things might want to be presented in an open session, but I think that as part of our training, it wouldn't hurt for us to have a time with her on our own where we can ask specific questions. And she might say, oh, well, I certainly wouldn't do it that way.
Other discussion on this question? Let's keep it focused. So we're talking about three items, and you can address any of them. Moving the section with Yolanda to another part of the agenda, moving the CPB issues to another part of the agenda, and starting the meeting at 9 a.m. Discussion?
Teresa. I'd like to be put on the stack.
And I would be putting on the
stack. Anybody else?
Stack.
And we have...
Lydia.
Okay.
Lydia, but I think I'm looking at the wrong... I'm looking at something 223, preliminary draft agenda. I don't think that's the one.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it? No.
Yeah, but we're talking about many changes to that now.
Yeah.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
And how much time do we have left on this, Mary?
We have here... Well, we started. We have about 30 minutes left on this.
On the whole meeting agenda, not just...
Oh, on the whole meeting agenda.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have...
Because it's 20 minutes. It was 40 minutes for the whole thing, 20 minutes for this, and 20 minutes for the rest of the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 20 minutes. Yeah, we have about 16 minutes left on this. We've done the... Oh, that was the only thing we were going to do was the draft agenda. Then we adjourned to the executive session, but that is... an hour and 40 minutes.
So we have Teresa, Mary, and Lydia.
Okay. So I think that we should start at 9. I think that Yolanda should start at 9, and that we should either offer a motivation or a punishment for those people that are not there on time, one or the other. Maybe a present from the archives if you get there on time.
Or assign them additional meeting committee responsibilities if they don't.
Right.
I need clarification on this Yolanda part, Teresa. What do you mean by that?
Well, Yolanda wants to give a presentation about, I forget what it was, but I'd like...
Pacifica policies and an introduction to her work.
I'd like her to start off Friday morning at 9.
All right, I hear what you're saying now.
Okay.
Okay. Mary?
Yeah, okay, and that would be for 2 hours, is that right? Did I get that right?
What, her presentation? No,
yeah.
No.
How long was hers, please? I don't have that in front of me, so quickly.
No. 1 hour at the most.
1 hour at the most. Okay. And then we could have the...
We can have 2 hours in the morning, 10 to 12, and then 1 to 4.
Well,
you can have 5 hours or four, 5 hours or 6 hours, depending on how late you want
to
go.
Okay. I would go along with that. If we move the CPB part, however, to the public section, which I, again, feel it should be, then we really could start at 10 and have Yolanda's hour and then devote the rest of the time to the race and nationality.
That would be problematic. I think you will have to start at 9.
All right. So I'll withdraw my objection to that.
And I just want to point out for everybody that the rest of the agenda is already jam-packed, and it doesn't yet include a couple of things that it's likely going to need to include. So we can't just, you know, defer that. Lydia.
Okay, I'm missing the CPB portion, but I agree with the way that it's been proposed, and I think CPB needs to be part of the this okay. section, and I agree that Yolanda's portion should be there because all of these issues are interwoven into the training itself, in my opinion, that they're related.
Lydia, could you clarify when you say CPB needs to be there, did you mean in public session or in this part of the training?
No, I think it needs to be in this part of the training. I mean, there may be aspects that can be summarized in public session, as is true of any of this, but some of it, I think, is going to have to be in executive session.
Yeah.
Only as it pertains to the training. I mean, as I said, I think it's absolutely related. I think there are reasons why we're faced with this issue.
Okay. Well, then, we're down to the 9 o'clock, right?
Okay, then let's take each of the items in turn. The first is starting at 9. Is there any objection to that? Okay, then no objection.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is it? The first is starting at 9?
We start at 9.
Starting at 9 instead of 10.
Oh, no, I really think 10 is better for the reasons that you had earlier articulated.
Okay, then let's hold the vote on time.
I have to tell you that the things that you're deciding are going to make it difficult for a cut to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I actually agree. I think we should leave it in Greg's hands to coordinate it.
I'm not asking for that. I'm just telling you that trying to make these decisions on time by committee when you don't realize the impact of those decisions is going to mean that other work that you want to do will not get done.
But I thought that 10 o'clock was your recommendation.
Well, originally, but not now. You want more time for the training. That was
yes.
the that I was
want
the
more
opening
time
part.
For the training.
That's where this began. That's where this discussion
okay, I'm
began.
I'm supporting the agenda that was put out by you and Dave.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then you're in a different place than other people.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I say something?
And then Mary Berg.
Go ahead.
I agree with the agenda that's been put out, except I think that in order to, quote-unquote, get our money's worth out of our race and nationality speaker, and not to convey that we're trying to rush this, I think that we ought to start an hour earlier, and I don't think it's going to hurt us that much. That's how I feel.
Okay. It sounds like there's a difference of opinion on the committee.
I had wanted to go ahead, Mary. Yeah, I don't mind what time we start. I'm willing to go along with everything, but I want a minimum of at least 6 hours for the training, and that would be important to me. I would rather have had more, but at least that much. I'm agreeable.
Then why don't we reframe this as rather than specifying the hour, we set a minimum time for the amount of time we'll spend on the race and nationality training. How much are you proposing?
At a minimum 6, I would prefer 8.
Okay, so basically this motion would give Greg the freedom to and myself the freedom to orient the schedule so that we accommodate that much time. That's probably a good way to do it. Is there any objection to allowing 6 hours?
This is Lydia. I like it the way it is.
Okay, then let's go to a vote. The okay. motion is to... Sorry, I'm just too tired to...
The motion, I'm moving that Everything else is flexible, but there must be a minimum of 2 hours on the race and nationality training.
You said six.
Oh, six. I'm sorry.
Okay. So let's just go straight to a vote on that. Can you call the roll?
Well, I vote yes. Lydia.
No.
Ray. He's not there. Okay.
Ray?
Ambrose is not there. Deb?
Yes.
Dave?
Abstain.
Sorry, not Lonnie?
Abstain.
Teresa? Okay, let me go back to Ray. Are you there?
Yes, the question is whether we have it for 6 hours or
so
for less.
No, my motion was other items on this are flexible, but there must be at least a minimum of 6 hours of training on race and nationality.
I'm just trying to understand the vote. When Lydia says that she would like to say the same, does that mean what? How many hours is the same?
What you would be voting on now is whether you, too, would like a minimum of 6 hours on race and nationality.
In answer to your question, Ray, I believe it comes to 4.5 hours now.
Well, wait, we said six. I mean, the motion is six.
What Ray is
trying
to clarify,
what is the alternative?
And the alternative, as Greg, do you have it handy? I can look it up, but I believe it was something like 4.5.
It was four.
Yes, but that did include other items in addition. So, yeah, which you have in some versions of your motion, you've removed, and others. I'm a little confused, I'll admit, but I think the essence of it is clear. It's either 4, 4.5, or 6, and the motion is for 6.
Yes.
And that would be excluding all the other stuff that we say should not be there, such as public comment and so on.
I would attempt to do that, yes, but understanding the sense of the group.
Well, public comment's already excluded.
Yes, that's correct. But, you know, Yolanda's time and whether we include the CPB would depend on whether we could meet your schedule or not.
Well, we could start at 9. We didn't come to that. This doesn't...
Right. Well, when you count up the hours, you'll sort of see how that works.
I'll vote yes.
Okay.
I'm back.
Ambrose, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa, are you there? Oh, we've lost Teresa. Well, okay.
Minimum 6 hours, I say yes.
You say yes. Okay, that's everyone. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions. So I guess it passes.
Okay. Now, I believe that the intent of that motion was to allow the flexibility in the scheduling of it so we don't have to specify what time we start so long as it includes that amount of time in the training. Is that correct?
That was the intent of the motion.
Okay, so we don't need to deal with the question of start time. What are the other two issues before us? I believe that they were the CPB being included as part of that.
Mary Berg here, two people have said they wanted it included, so I would withdraw my suggestion unless other people want to put it in public.
This is Lydia. I have a question.
In public
where is it on, because I still don't see it on what I have before me, so where is it on your original recommended agenda, you and Greg?
We have 2 to 4 p.m. training part 2 for 2 hours, including a 30-minute CPB briefing by Carol Pearson of the NFCB.
Oh, okay, then I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay.
Okay, so that's the proposal, that this be included during that section, during a section of the training, incorporated as part of it.
Absolutely.
30-minute CPB briefing.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to that? Great. Hearing none, that's adopted. What was the last item, Mary?
Well, that was, let's see.
More public comment to a later point.
No, we already agreed.
It was including Yolanda's presentation.
Including Yolanda's, we would start it. Teresa had originally proposed to start with Yolanda, so.
Right, and the way you have it here is up to 60 minutes with Yolanda. It could be less time.
Right,
that's what
Greg had said. So you could schedule that either before or after, but not in the middle. Whatever. Just so we get intensive training that's in race and nationality, racial issues.
If I could be clear, are you saying that this part of the briefing about our existing policies would be not counted as part of that training time?
No, that wouldn't be counted. I don't see that it would be. That's
no.
Board training.
Yeah, we can do that, Dave. I've got it figured out.
Okay, great. Then, so can you repeat the motion, Mary?
Let's see. The motion then is to, we have a presentation from Yolanda as part of, wait a minute. a presentation from Yolanda, a 60-minute presentation from Yolanda.
Up to 60 minutes,
which is not part of the training.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that's adopted. Now, so we've taken care of the issues around the training. Now, the next thing is the rest of the meeting. And rather than go blow by blow through the meeting proposed, the general structure and idea was to have several open periods for discussion on issues of significance before the board, i.e., not the consideration of specific motions, but addressing key issues going forward, to have Greg organize the first of those on Friday night, to have, there was one section to discuss licensing and one section to discuss how we might create national programming during the agenda. A much longer period on Sunday to accommodate new business, and although it wasn't in the original proposal, I think we're going to need to have a short section on simple things of standing rules and special rules, conduct of business. But then more time for the committee reports, and also the allowing the staff, led by Greg, to structure the staff reports and not have it necessarily evenly distributed for, you know, 7 or 8 reports at 10 or 15 minutes each, but rather to have reports in writing, the opportunity to ask targeted questions of people in those reports, and allow more time for specific issues of emphasis that the staff felt require our attention now. That's the basic rationale behind what we've done. And I'd like to hear feedback from the committee on that approach.
Well, Mary Berg, I don't have an objection to anything that you have said. So, I mean...
Okay, where are you?
I'm
losing it here.
Yeah,
I just went over the general format.
Where are you on the agenda?
Oh, on the agenda. Sorry, we are at.
I mean, no, on the PNB agenda. Where is that?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Discussing Saturday.
Saturday. I was discussing
the
whole thing.
You were discussing the whole thing.
Friday night, there's a presentation from Greg on Saturday and 1 hour on Sunday to deal with what we're calling a thematic discussion. Hang on, let me get this proposed agenda. And
can I help you with that? Okay, what we have on Friday is we have an opening session which includes your normal business, agenda review, approval of minutes, and so forth. Now includes a public comment period as well,
mm-hmm.
and the election of the affiliates delegates, all of those business, and one report, which would be kind of an opening presentation, in this case by the archives, multimedia, and that would be their report for the weekend. On Saturday morning...
Excuse me. I just have one question. Election of affiliate delegates, aren't we doing that right now by mail?
We've taken care of that, so we don't...
Okay, well, then we won't have that
time.
It'll be a lot easier.
Right.
Then you'll be done earlier.
That's why we did
great.
That.
Okay, well, then we'll be done earlier. That's great. We just saved some time. And Saturday, the morning is 9 to 11, is committee reports, and the objective there is to focus on a limited number of committees that have a pressing business and some consideration of motions, and then continue with other committee reports from 11:15 to 1:15, and then have lunch. Have a public comment period after lunch, and then on after that to have the first a thematic discussion of national programming policy, moving from the Robinson and the committee's proposal. So that would be the mid-afternoon. I would give a report at the end of the afternoon, then there would be dinner, and then after that, management reports, as Dave explains, focusing on fewer pieces of management, specific stations, finance, for example, and but just having focused questions rather than equal time for each of the reports. And I've begun to discuss this with people, and there seems to be agreement that that's okay.
But just to be clear, the idea would be we'd tell staff, organize this in the way you think it's effective and allow them
right.
to apportion that time.
That's
point
right.
of
yeah,
information.
That's better. Yeah.
Point of
yeah.
information, please, Mary Berg, is management reports. Now are you talking about general managers of the stations, or are you talking about the national staff?
Both.
Or you said finance committees. I'm a little
both. Both.
No, he meant finances in the CFO.
Yes, that would be that would be CFO, right.
Okay, that's the CFO report, essentially.
Yeah, that would be part of that block of time. So you'd have, let's say,
okay.
a couple of stations, a detailed discussion on a couple of stations, a CFO report,
okay.
and maybe one other thing, and then other than that, just Q&A.
And the intent would be that the stations that we focus on at each meeting would obviously rotate from meeting to meeting. So over the course of the year, you have longer pieces of time to deal with each station issues. You don't do it equally every single
right,
time
understood.
Because of the constraints that introduces.
Right.
Go ahead, Greg.
And the same for committees.
This is Teresa. Could I be on the stack?
Well, as soon as Greg finishes.
Okay, that's Saturday. Sunday, you have unfinished business and new business in the morning, a second thematic discussion on intellectual property and license just before lunch, another comment period, time for other motions, a working lunch with KPFK making a presentation, and then a final session after lunch.
And that would be the new business session. No, we talked about doing business early
new
in
business,
the day.
Yes, 9 to 11, unfinished business and new business.
Right.
Well, then what is after lunch?
Whatever you've got left over, you know that always happens.
Right. Okay. After lunch, we left timers. Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Lydia. You
okay,
must
Teresa and then Lydia.
Lonnie on the stack.
Okay. Teresa, Lydia, Lonnie.
I would like to apologize for not getting out the list of those people on those committees. And it will go out tonight to the best of my ability. I mean, it just... I am very concerned that WPFW has not still chosen its members of committees. So I'm just going to send it out as best I can with what I've been given. I asked the chairs to give me the information, and some chairs sent me information without the information that I need, just the names, without phone numbers, without contact information. So I just kind of threw up my hands and allowed myself to get a little depressed about this, but we really do need for WPFW to somehow work through their problems and get their committee persons, because we need to reach quorum on these committee meetings. And the reason I bring this up is when we're talking about committee reports, we don't have that much time for the committees to actually do anything to give reports. So once I send this out, I'm going to hope that the conveners convene meetings and hope those WPFW people jump in and everybody do what they can to attend those meetings and start the work. Thank you.
Lydia.
Oh, well, my broken record thing is, is of course, our elections committee here, which functions so, so well and conducts the elections and oversees the elections for all of our PMB and local chair, etc. And our absolute experts on STV who have proposed repeatedly to do a training for the entire mm-hmm. network, anyone who wishes to attend. We just need a time slot, half a day, and I am now looking at the schedule. I am thinking from 1 to 5 or 2 to 5 on Thursday, and that those people who are really interested to at least pick from each signal area somebody from your signal area that can attend the training so they can do a hand count of STV and understand it. So fundamentally to avoid all of these, you know, so many of these problems that we just faced at WPFW. It's really important. We have a great team here. They're anxious to do this, and we would count a mock election. So, again, it would be a matter of choice, but to come in early on Thursday and, if possible, to then just go into this training. I hate to do it at that point after you've gone through a flight, but
Thursday evening,
the option would, you know, at a later time, it'll be a year before you're back here when you could have this incredible team take you through this process.